Good morning and welcome to St. Linus Parish. Our gathering song can be found in the front of your worship aids, All Creatures of Our God and King. The refrain is at the very bottom of the page and which will accompany each verse of our song. Please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the Father of mercy and the God of all consolation be with you all.
And also with you.
Welcome everyone to this opportunity together in faith to honor, remember, and pray for our sister Courtney. I especially welcome all who are new to St. Linus. This was Courtney's spiritual home, and we gather here where she came to receive the sacraments and worship God, now to commend her to the infinite care of our Heavenly Father. We certainly have mixed feelings gathering, don't we? Who remembers when at funerals the priest used to wear black? It's not that old a crowd here. I do. I used to serve at those occasions. It's still one of the colors. See, our signs mean something, and black is a sign that we're mourning. And is there a soul here who isn't? Black can reflect that reality. But that's not the only thing we know. White is a sign of the resurrection. Jesus died, but he rose from the dead, and that gives us all hope and brings meaning and purpose to every life and every death. That is also the hope that we share. We traditionally gather with signs of baptism because we believe that it was in the waters of baptism that we receive a spiritual life that will never end. The old passed away. We were filled with the Spirit. We use the waters of baptism to sprinkle the casket, knowing that in these waters, Courtney died with Christ and rose with Him. We put on a white cloth, not because we're decorating, covering things up, because Courtney in baptism received a white garment as a sign that she was clothed with Christ. And who remembers in baptism, parents and godparents, from this Easter candle, receive a lit candle, hearing these words, receive the light of Christ. True then, true for us now. Receiving the light that dispels the darkness. In the waters of baptism, Courtney died with Christ and rose with Him to new life. May she now share with Him eternal glory. I invite Courtney's parents, Michael and Carol, to place this white garment, the sign of our faith that Courtney has been clothed in Christ, received a life that will never end, and now reigns with Him in glory. Let us pray. O God, in whom sinners find mercy and the saints find joy, we pray to You for our sister Courtney, whose body we honor with Christian burial, that she may be delivered from the bonds of death. Admit her to the joyful company of Your saints and raise her on the last day to rejoice in Your presence forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. I invite Jess Ventro to proclaim our first reading.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. He who did not spare His own Son, but handed Him over for all of us, how will He not give us everything else along with Him? What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? No. In all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Our responsorial psalm is taken from Psalm 63, As Morning Breaks.
To be my strength this day.
Second reading will be proclaimed by David Zabinski.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It is not jealous, it is not pompous, it is not inflated, it is not rude, it does not seek its own interest. It is not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injury, it does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. The word of the Lord.
from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is hard for all of us here to imagine the tragedy that we are here to remember. In the middle of this great sorrow and pain, there has been a wonderful light. In my years as a priest, indeed in my entire life, I have never seen anything like the outpouring of support and generosity that the story of Samir and Courtney has produced. It is a story that day by day continues to develop new chapters. It's a testimony to Courtney and the effect her life had on others. It's a testimony to the grace of God that gives strength to bear a cross that otherwise would crush even the stoutest soul. I want you to hear a brief account of the amazing acts that many of us have witnessed. Courtney's Uncle Ed has graciously volunteered to compile a record of some of these amazing stories. Ed?
Good morning. Thank you all for coming. First and foremost, I give glory and praise to Almighty God for the precious gifts that he has given us through Courtney and Samir. And I acknowledge with great thanksgiving the Tanana family, who in their own time of great grief and sorrow themselves were able to maintain and take care of the many financial burdens which have come upon this family. Thank you. I would like to share with you, as Father had mentioned, a number of situations that have come up, a great outpouring of our Lord's goodness, the great love that he has instilled in all of our hearts. I will start with the benefit that was held here Friday, September 25th. Many of you have come to that. It was an amazing undertaking, considering that just the weekend after Labor Day, which is the weekend of our annual parish festival, which takes 1 year to plan and many, many hands to make it happen, our festival chairpersons and dear friends of our family, Sean and Dave Smudzinski, took upon themselves to organize, promote, and run a very successful and beneficial fundraising event. Andiamo's restaurant in Dearborn graciously provided over 500 dinners to be served at that fundraiser. Panera Bread Company provided all of the bread and pastries for that particular dinner fundraiser. United Rental Company here in Dearborn Heights, who assists us with our festival, provided over 200 chairs and tables to make this a success. We had companies, Wayne State, sports memorabilia companies, provide raffle items for a tin can raffle, over 25. Our St. Linus Parish family, Father Bob, who graciously allowed us to use the facilities here to make this happen, and the number innumerable friends and relatives who graciously contributed to that fundraiser. Thank you. The outpouring of love and support for Courtney and Samir and the family is beyond us. It comes from God our Father in heaven. There was a novena that took place starting in August, on August 24th, in our chapel. And every night at 9 o'clock in the evening, when most of us are ready to retire from our days of work, came here 20 to 25 faithful friends out of the love for Mike and Carol and Courtney and the family to pray and offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father for Courtney and Samir. Fox 2 News, Monica Gale, who broke the story about the situation with the Tanana family and the Robinson family, and Andrea Isom, who did the interviews of the sisters and brothers and promoted this sad, sad event, which brought so much more goodness to the situation. The employers of my brother and his wife, Detroit Popcorn, the Cardiovascular Clinic Association that Carol works for, O'Neill Construction, my nephew, and Panera Bread, my niece, Court Colleen. All of them, the generosity they provided, the time off, without question or hesitation. For their generosity and the donations of food and support for the family, we are eternally grateful. The hospital staff at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, unbelievable. My brother had told me about it, and there I witnessed it, the outpouring of love and care for Courtney. People from other floors wanting to know, asking their nurses, how's that girl doing up there, who we've heard so much about? One nurse in particular, Carol, I'll mention her by name specifically, provided so much support and love and care, was with us at the very last with Courtney. Unbelievable. The Salvation Army, who saw to it that the family was instrumental in obtaining Medicare and Medicaid for the numerous bills that will come. The Cambridge Dental Group, here locally in Garden City, who is going to provide dental care for the three children until the age of 18. The Angels Among Us Group, a prayer group across the country who prayed for Courtney and Samir and their families, and in a way sent embroidered angels to the children, which represents the prayers that were going out for these fine individuals, receiving over 70 of them in the mail. The St. Linus teaching staff here at St. Linus and the students who do an annual dress down day. They pay 50 cents or a nickel or a dollar to raise money for funds. They did it for Courtney. On an average dress down day, they raise $100 or $200. For Courtney, they raised over $1,700. Cindy Anko, a parishioner here, a teacher, an educator with the Plymouth Canton Schools, spoke to her children and her class about the family she knew here at St. Linus that was enduring this tragic event. The kids went home and talked to their parents. One child came back to Cindy's class with a check for $100, and the child pulled $2 out of her pocket and said, "This is from me." The Divine Child Church, our neighbor here in Dearborn, St. Michael Catholic Church in Livonia, also raising funds to help this family and this cause. Portofino Comedy Club, a restaurant in Wyandotte, one of our own employees here, Gretchen Love, organized and arranged for this fundraiser to happen on October 30th, the end of this month. Milkshakes, because Courtney was so gravely ill at home and in the hospital, due to the medications and chemotherapy she endured, was unable to eat. but could only enjoy milkshakes, which she loved, and neighbors and family would go out of their way to make sure she had them at her disposal. Neighbors taking care of Courtney's grass and any issues, mechanical issues, with the home, giving of themselves and their time. The Stitt American Legion Post, which my brother and I are members of, and my father was a member of, generously offering the hall where we will have luncheon today, free of charge. The St. Linus Parish family here, Father Bob LaCroix, the entire staff, who so graciously always was praying for them, giving helping hands and love and support. This does not happen without help from above. This comes in union with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Finally, for all of the generous and loving donations many of you here have done, donations from as far away as Washington State, New Mexico, Beverly Hills, California, Florida, South Carolina, we're blown away by the outpouring of the love capable by the human heart, which is a gift from God our Father. And finally, people talk about legacies, sports heroes, presidents, athletes, heroes, and they all leave a legacy that they're remembered by. Courtney leaves a legacy as well, and she will be remembered through her profound love for her children, her family, and extended family. She touched the hearts and lives of all she met, leaving an indelible and unforgettable impression upon them. She was a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a niece, and a cousin, and a genuine friend to all she met. Indeed, Courtney also leaves a legacy. It is one of great love, compassion, friendship, which will remain in the memory of all those who had the pleasure to know and love her. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. Thank you all very much.
There's a lot of things I don't understand. I compile a list in my head of things I'm looking forward to talking to God about. I don't understand why God takes a 32-year-old mother of three young children who dearly loves her kids. God knows that there are mothers who abuse and neglect the kids they have. Why does it seem that it's too often God takes the good ones? I don't understand why two parents in their 30s are diagnosed with cancer at the same time and die quick and painful deaths in the same week. Evil and sorrow, pain and suffering, as much as we would strive otherwise, are an inescapable part of our short lives this side of heaven. I'm reminded of the story of two middle-aged Dutch spinsters who were caught by the Nazis hiding Jews in World War II and were sentenced to one of those notorious concentration camps. One sister believed, the other struggled to believe in a God of love and a hellhole like the one in which they were living. Corey, the unbeliever, said to her sister Betsy, the believer, "How can you believe in God in a place like this?" There was ever a place where that question carried weight, it was that. Betsy, in one of the most profound confessions of faith I have ever heard, replied, "There is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still." This was not Betsy's doctrinal brain talking. This was not as good as they are some memorized catechism response recalled from her youth. It was her personal experience that God's tangible presence was more powerful, more transforming, and more comforting than anything else the powers of this world could assault her with. There is no pit so deep that He is not deeper still. It is my fervent prayer that everyone here who knows the pit of sorrow and grief, the pit of mourning and loss, perhaps of doubt or fear, will know the truth of the words of Betsy Ten Boom. There is no pit so deep that He is not deeper still. Jesus is here. Ask Him to show you the depths of His heart. Our first reading from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans declares that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Earlier this week, in one of those countless stories that Courtney's Trials has produced, a friend of mine I hadn't seen in many years was following this story through the prayer group at her church. She had heard of Courtney's death, and she was very sad. Then when she realized that I had some connection to the story, she emailed me. In the midst of commenting on other things, she wrote, "It's hard to imagine that God could ever bring good out of this." Then in clear faith, she went on to describe some of the good things she prayed that God would bring. Her comment stuck with me. It's hard to imagine that God could bring good out of this. She was referring to the first reading we heard. All things work together for the good of those who love God. Is it hard for you to imagine that God will bring good out of this? I'm not saying we will ever understand things fully. I'm not saying that it will satisfy the demands of logical sense. I'm not even saying it'll make the pain go away. But if we do not see the mystery at the heart of life, then we will not know beauty. We will not know love. And in the midst of the many things I do not understand, there is one thing I do understand. Jesus loves me. This I know. And loves you. And loves Courtney. And loves Samir. And in the words of our first reading again from the book of Romans, I understand this, that God did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. And He will also, along with Him, give us everything else. In the midst of all the things I do not understand, I too have found that there is no pit so deep that He is not deeper still. I understand that God brings good out of all things according to His plan. Haven't we just heard astonishing testimony of the good things that God has done. The stories of generosity, of thoughtfulness, of caring, of sacrifice, of hours upon hours of prayer. This is good that God has brought. Have you experienced the reality that it is more blessed to give than to receive? What else can we say? What are more good things that God can bring? I think it's too easy to take life for granted. We always think this stuff happens to somebody else, but that's just not true. Sometimes it does happen to us and the people we know. What do you think Courtney would give for another year? A pain-free, healthy year to do whatever she wanted. How much would she treasure each day and each moment? That's not going to happen to her. But it's not too late for you. What if you treasure the simple joy and blessings of your life this next year as Courtney would if she could have them? Would that be a good thing that God could bring? Please, Lord, let this not be in vain. Let us not take our abundance and blessings for granted. What else can we say? What are more good things that God can bring? In the midst of the pain and the sorrow, Courtney recommitted herself to her faith. She received the sacraments. She entrusted her life to God. Her sins were forgiven and she was purified in the blood of Jesus. She's not sad anymore. The cancer and pain is gone. Her body is glorified. She is preparing to behold the face of the one who is all good things, all beautiful things, all true things. I am very convinced that is a very good thing. And Courtney is eternally delighting in the good things that God could bring. I think Courtney would be a gentle witness to some of us here to get recommitted to what we once held dear. Trust your life to God. Ask Him to forgive your sins. Be purified in the sacrifice of Jesus. Get ready. Because we do not know the day or the hour. Encouragement to prepare for eternal life. Now that's a good thing that God can bring. What else can we say? What are more good things that God can bring? It may not be cancer, but I have learned to never underestimate the crushing burden of the crosses each one of us bear. There are some here who don't think they can take anymore. Don't know how much longer they can go on. Hear the words of Jesus to your weary soul. Come to me, all you who are sad and weary, and I will give you rest. Learn from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Give your crushing yoke to Jesus. And He will give you one that is light. You're not alone. Know the freedom of rest in God. Know the peace of rest in God. Now that's a good thing that God can bring. What else can we say? What are more good things God can bring? This is a special word to parents. Treasure your kids. I know they probably drive you nuts at times. Consider that they may think the feeling is mutual. Treasure your kids. How would you feel if you only had 2 more months? What would you want them to know What words of encouragement and affection would you be certain to say? What things would you be sure to do? Do them now. Say them now. Would that be a good thing that God could bring? What else can we say? God does not want you to grieve as one who has no hope. We grieve. We grieve for good reason. We are called to grieve not as those who think this is all there is, but to grieve as those who have hope. Jesus died on the cross. He took the devil's best shot. But just like he said he would, he swallowed up death and rose triumphantly from the dead. Believers are called to hope. Believers are called to hope even in death, because our Savior died, and even then God had the last word. Jesus isn't dead, he's alive. And he wants to give you hope. Hope that everything in your life, too, God can use to bring good to your life and blessing to others. Everything. Did you hear me? Jesus wants to give you hope. He wants you to have the hope that everything in your life God can use to bring good to your life and blessing to others. Do you want that? Do you believe that that is possible? In our gospel reading today, Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even if they die, they shall live." Jesus says to Martha, "Do you believe this?" Jesus says to Martha, Jesus says to me, Jesus said to Courtney, Jesus says to you, this is still a question that Jesus is asking. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? What do you say? I had the honor of praying with Courtney and her family shortly before she died. I anointed her. I believe she had hope. I believe she had peace. We interceded, we cried, we set our sights on our true home. I know how Courtney answered the question, "Do you believe this?" And I believe she would be very happy to tell you how glad she is. This is now about those of us who are left. What do you say? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you have the hope of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord? That, my dear brothers and sisters, is the greatest good that God can bring. Let us pray.
For Courtney, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, may she now be admitted to the company of the saints. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Mike and Carol Robinson, that they may know the consolation of the Lord in this time of grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Courtney's husband, Samir, who died last Friday, and for members of his family, that they may know the peace of God in their lives. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the children of Sam and Courtney, for Michael, Adam, Alyssa, and Ashley, that they might find in family and friends the love they first shared with their parents, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For Courtney's siblings, Chris, Colleen, and Craig, that they might reflect their sister's spirit and faith in the way that they live their lives, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have in some way contributed to the welfare of Sam and Courtney's children as they continue their journey in this life, we pray to the Lord. For all of us assembled here to worship in faith, that we too may share in the resurrection of Christ and be gathered together again in the kingdom of God, we pray to the Lord.
Father, hear these prayers. Hear all the prayers deep in our hearts which we bring to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I now invite Courtney's siblings, Chris, Colleen, and Craig, to go to the back and to bring forward our gifts for the Eucharist.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path? In my darkness, pour over me your
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Lord, receive the gifts we offer for the salvation of Courtney. May Christ be merciful in judging our sister, for she believed in Christ as her Lord and Savior. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. In him who rose from the dead, our hope of resurrection dawned. The sadness of death gives way to the bright promise of immortality. Lord, for your faithful people, life is changed, not ended. When the body of our earthly dwelling lies in death, we gain an everlasting dwelling place in heaven. And so, with all the choirs of angels in heaven, we proclaim your glory and join in their unending hymn of praise. Father, you are holy indeed, and all creation rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself, so that from east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, Father, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate this Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again, he gave you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Father, calling to mind the death your Son endured for our salvation, his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favor on your church's offering and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by his body and blood, may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, and all your saints on whose constant intercession we rely for help. Lord, may this sacrifice, which has made our peace with you, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Strengthen in faith and love your pilgrim church on earth, your servant, Pope Benedict, our Bishop Allen, and all the bishops with the clergy and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you. And mercy and love unite all your children, wherever they may be. Remember Courtney. In baptism, she died with Christ. May she also share his resurrection, and Christ will raise our mortal bodies and make them like his own in glory. Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters and all who have left this world in your friendship. There we hope to share in your glory. When every tear will be wiped away. On that day we shall see you, our God, as you are. We shall become like you and praise you forever through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Jesus taught us, we pray together that God's kingdom come and his will be done in our lives as it is in heaven.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's offer one another a sign of Christ's peace.
Jesus, I
This is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord,
I'd like to invite all those here who are Catholic and those Catholics that actively practice their faith to come forward for the Eucharist. If otherwise you'd like to come forward, the teachings of our church say we can't yet give you the Eucharist, but if you place your hands like this, we'll be happy to give you a blessing as a sign of our common faith in Christ. us pray. Lord Jesus, we know that in your word you say, wherever two or more are gathered in your name, there you are in their midst. We are gathered in your name, and we know that you are here. You speak to us in your word. You strengthen us in this special sacrament. You have revealed yourself to us through Courtney's life. Lord, now we commit her to your infinite mercy. And we pray for all here that you will comfort those who mourn. And they will know in a special way how deep you are. And we pray that our hope, that Jesus is preparing a place for us too, will be strengthened in us all. We pray this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
It's not a required, but it's a very traditional thing now to use incense. We use incense to honor Courtney and the casket. So why do we use incense? Because everybody likes the smell? Because we've been doing it for a long time? Well, that's true. But there's always a reason. The Psalms, written hundreds of years before Jesus, say, our prayers arise before God like incense. Incense even appears right at the birth of Jesus. Jesus would have known incense at the temple and in the synagogue, but it shows right at his birth. Remember those gifts of the Magi, gold and myrrh and right there, right at the beginning, these gifts had meaning. They were prophetic. The gold that he was a king, the myrrh that he would die, it is improbable as that stable setting seemed, the frankincense that he was divine. Our prayers arise before God like incense. Where does the smoke go? Where do our prayers go? Don't you feel sometimes that your prayers don't go up? Have you ever prayed and said, hey, come on, are you paying attention? Can't you do something? I always say that if you haven't felt that very much in prayer, then I don't think you've prayed very much. Because that's often how we feel. It's just not true. What we do here has power. I know some people can come here and think this is empty and boring. Get me out fast. Sorry. I think that if we do this together and we do it in faith, heaven touches earth. People's lives are changed. It's one of the most powerful and meaningful things we can do. Touch God. That's what we want to do together. Our prayers have made a difference. The incense is a sign that they arise before God and are heard. Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Courtney, and now we come to this last farewell. There is sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we will see her again and enjoy her friendship. Although this congregation will disperse in sorrow, the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of his kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ. church. We'll be going to the cemetery. It might take a little while to get everybody in line. Just be patient. It's a big crowd. That's a good thing. And we'll just get it all done peacefully. It's important that you keep your headlights on and stay close to the car in front of you. If you're not going to the cemetery, the family invites you to go directly to the stit post, where there will be a luncheon afterwards. The stit post is on Waverly. If you go out to Warren, it's the first right past Telegraph on the left side of the road. Please rise. Into your hands, Father of Mercies, we commend our sister Courtney, in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she will rise with him on the last day. Merciful Lord, turn towards us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us who remain to comfort one another with assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our sister forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In peace, now let us take our sister to her place of rest.